Mike Crispy on Afraid. The cover-up, is it fully on? Is the Joe Biden puppet regime coming to an end? Is Barack Hussein Obama working the deck behind the scenes to do the late fourth quarter swap out ahead of the DNC? We have some new reporting and dots we are going to connect today. Additionally, the continuing on of the ruse of the cheap fakes and the leftists trying to conflate President Trump's conduct with it. We're going to get into that. And the race to the bottom, Democrats arguing on who panders to drag queens and does more for illegal killers more. It is unbelievable. And the hoax of climate change. We got a big show for you today on this Thursday edition of the show today, and I need you to help me get this party started, and I need you to rumble this video, and you gotta click the thumbs up on the browser, and you gotta click the thumbs up on the mobile app, and you gotta get us to the top of the Rumble leaderboards. You know what? Because it's the only place that we belong. So, we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frank is ready. Oh, you better be too. And let's go. Everybody, Mike Crispy here, coming to you live from New York. It is Thursday. It is June 20th. And no, I'm not a cheap fake. I really look this good. And producer Frankie joining us in studio. And you know what? Frankie over here, he's been calling out the computer manipulated images of Joe Biden since the start. I mean, look at this. Look at this guy's production setup he's got there. He's been calling this out from the start. He knows what's going on. You call it a cheap fake, but Frankie is a very expensive producer. Frankie, how are we doing?
Oh, we're doing great. And yeah, cheap fake. Not a word, never was, never will be. But hey, here we are. You know, I could
cheap fake, deep fake.
Some say I'm the cheap
expensive.
Yeah, I'm the cheap fake professionate, okay? Because you know, it doesn't exist, so I must be the best at it. Just cutting a clip. I do it every day, right? I think so.
You okay, Frankie? All right, guys, so we got a big show for you today, like I said. We are going to break down what is going on right now. And, you know, it's really amazing how, as we're sitting here a couple months before the election, I'm seeing this barrage of new polling data come out in the mainstream media that now says that all of a sudden Joe Biden and President Trump are neck and neck in the polls. It's kind of an amazing phenomenon that on the heels of the 34 counts of guilty, we all know it's fictitious, we all know it's BS, but all of a sudden, they're now conveniently spinning a narrative that the public is rejecting President Trump now because he's a convicted felon. I don't understand this. You know what I don't understand? I don't understand how the general public, they say, is changing their opinion on President Trump in the wake of the ruling. Does that make any sense? I don't buy it for one bit. I don't buy it for a second. I think everybody knows what the Biden regime stands for. Everyone knows about the political persecution of President Trump. Everyone has already picked a side before. So when the mainstream media shows you this new polling that came out over the last 48 hours saying that Biden has now tightened, okay, the gap in between him and Trump, I say to you, I think it is designed propaganda. I think they are trying to create a narrative that Biden isn't losing as bad as he was losing anymore, and they needed to do this in order to spin a narrative to make it look like he was in the race. So when they replace him, it doesn't look like a last-ditch effort to save face. That's what I think is going on here. That's what I think is going on. And it's amazing how Joe Biden announced his executive order saying that he was going to crack down on the southern border. He did that a couple of weeks ago. He apparently didn't have the vested authority. Then all of a sudden he did, and he did that. And then he announced yesterday that he was going to allow married couples, okay, I don't know how they would get married legally, who are living in the shadows because one of the members of the couple were illegal, that he would allow them to have a legal pathway on an expedited basis so the married couple would be able to live together. We all know it was BS. We all know it was basically a dog whistle. It was basically a nod to the cartels to now engage in another sector of their criminal enterprise, now arrange marriages for cash. But if you listen to people smuggling humans and drugs across the southern border, they now have a reaction to Joe Biden's policies. Again, it seems like this is the constituency he's been appealing to all along. I've continued to say it. And guess what? The cartels and the people at the southern border, they agree. Roll it, Frankie.
Those smugglers are boasting nothing at the border has changed. This smuggler advertising on WhatsApp his menu of available routes for migrants to cross illegally into the U.S.
Okay, so not much has changed, according to the smugglers themselves. So how has Joe Biden exactly, you know, narrowed the gap in this polling? It's like, it's unbelievable to me how they put out this narrative, oh, Joe Biden's closing in on the polls. It's now a 2-point margin that President Trump has. 2-point margin? He went from having like an 8-point margin, now it's a 2-point margin. What changed? Oh, the 34 counts has now moved independents, you know, back more towards Biden. Who's buying that? I always said these are called suppression polls. These are phony polls. These are fake polls. And the number one issue on the minds of everybody is obviously the illegal vermin right now. That's exactly what they are. Ravishing our country. Making big cities uninhabitable and putting young children, particularly young women, in harm's way. You know, it's amazing to me how the situation that's unfolding is Biden now is going to allow the illegals to come in more often. He's going to make it so they can still come in. And now he's going to make it so people who are claiming asylum, okay, ones who are going for what we call the DACA applications, that those people are now going to have an expedited fashion. They say border security funding equals more judges and people to hear the DACA cases. But who are the people claiming DACA, okay? This is the statistics, okay, that we have here from the Department of Homeland Security. Here's Department of Homeland Security's list of crimes on the arrest records of DACA applicants that were approved. Over 25,000 driving-related arrests, 8,000 theft arrests, 7,000 drug arrests, 4,200 DUI arrests, 3,500 battery arrests, 3,500 assault arrests, 2,000 vandalism arrests, and 1,500 burglary arrests. Now, these are the people who are actually filling out the applications and claiming DACA, meaning they like went through a process, you know, with their cartel handler on the other side of the border and assessed that it would be better for them to make the claim despite their criminal record, despite who they are as a person, despite the, you know, mental illness in their brain. Because guess what? Mentally stable people don't carry out, you know, instances of batteries and DUIs and drug arrests. Like, that's not what your average person who, you know, is seeking asylum because they're fleeing oppression. It's kind of not what's on the front of their mind, right? Again, they portray the image that these are the tired, huddled masses that are fleeing some dictatorial regime. If they stay, they're going to get killed and their life is going to be terrible and their whole family is going to die. That's what they spin it as. But you look at the statistics right there. Those are the people who are coming into the country. And the people who are doing it through like an actual applicant process, meaning they're filling out the forms. That's not even the people who are doing it like under the guise of like, you know, coming in illegally and not filling out any paperwork whatsoever. Those are the people who are filling out the forms. Those are the people who assess that it would be easier for them to go through this process than like sneak in illegal and pay a little bit more to the coyote handler to kind of like, you know, work them through the process and keep them hidden. So if those are the people applying for DACA, who are the people that are coming into the country illegally, not applying for anything? Who are the people that are living in this country now because of a porous border who are not on the record whatsoever? Well, it's people like this. It's sick, demented human beings like this. It's people that Nancy Pelosi called human beings when President Trump called them animals. It is example after example of illegal killer that we don't even really know who they are, what they're about, or where they came from, up until the point that they're arrested for a heinous crime. And the only thing we do know is that if there was tight border policies, if President Trump was the commander-in-chief right now for the last 4 years, and they didn't steal the election from him, these monsters wouldn't be carrying out their domestic terroristic acts in this country. Hey, liberals, domestic terrorism isn't Moms for Liberty. It's not MAGA supporters who walked through velvet ropes on January 6th. It's these monsters. And Nancy Pelosi calls them human beings. Democrat organizations and even Biden himself in a State of the Union address said, well, what about all the crimes being committed by the legals? Remember that? I thought it was funny. They talk about the illegals, but what about the legals? Remember that? Illegal migrant confesses to himself raping 13-year-old girl in a Queens Park, and he filmed it. He filmed himself doing it. Let me tell you something. There's a very, very small substrata of American criminals who would do something that heinous. And people want to go rob a liquor store or rob a bank, you know, or do a stick up in a back alley or mug somebody on the street. That's like, again, no crime is acceptable, but that's like crime. You know, that's like, okay, you crime. There's always going to be cops and robbers. But there's a very finite amount of people, and they do exist in this country, but again, it's a very disproportionate rate of migrants who commit these kinds of crimes these days than like American citizens who create these types of crimes. Because again, as President Trump says, these are the people released out of the loony bin, out of the insane asylum, raping a 13-year-old girl and filming it. Is that typical crime? It is the next level of crime. These who these people are. These who they are. Frank, you had something to say about this?
No.
I thought you had something before. You're like put motioning. I think you just, Frankie looked disgusted. At the act. I mean, this is our city. This is our city. This is New York City. Queens is not far from where this show is headquartered out of. It's not like it's happening in a crack house. It's happening in a park. It's unbelievable and disgusting. But the Democrats are not interested in talking about this. The left-wing pundits on CNN aren't interested in exposing the epidemic of our time and that our illegal vermin criminals carrying out acts that would have been wholly prevented if President Trump was in office. But they are interested in covering up for a man who is so feeble, he could barely carry out the basic duties and functions of, you know, public appearances. We have talked about over the last couple days in the show about Joe Biden and the cheap fakes, okay? That's the new term that we left, the cheap fakes. And Brian Stelter and the left-wing media have gone into overdrive. Again, not to put like, remember CNN, they had the COVID death counter? How about the migrant crime death counter? How about that? No, they're not interested in doing that. All they're interested in doing right now is covering up for Biden in the 11th hour because they are moving the window to make it look like a closer race than it is. So when they dump Biden, it won't be such an obvious card that they're playing. Don't believe me? They brought Brian Stelter back from the dead to engage in this shameless defense of Biden. Frankie Rollins.
About whether the president's defecating in public. Imagine where we're going to be by October. The White House press secretary used the phrase cheap fakes, the idea of cheap fakes. Let me explain what that is to people. We've been worried for years about AI deep fakes, that computer generated images are going to trick people into believing something that's totally false. Cheap fakes are a little bit simpler. They're cheap. They're just distorted, out of context videos, chopped up in certain ways, constructed in certain ways. That's what we're seeing. That's what the Biden administration, the Biden campaign is so worried about right now. But make no mistake, they are worried about this. This is a real problem. This is not some made up fiction. The videos are oftentimes made up, but the problem is real because some of us, Abby, watch a 40-minute speech.
Throughout human history, people have taken moments of presidents out of context or they've taken short snippets. Like, it's always been something that's happened. But for the first time ever, Frankie, they made a new definition of a word because the Biden instances are so abundantly terrible in such rapid succession that they had to like make this again. Soon they're going to call it Russian disinformation fakes, right, Frankie?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm wondering if with the, you know, they're making up these new terms, there may as well be a term for blatantly making things up every single week of Trump's presidency. Oh, he called the soldiers suckers and losers. I mean, what's that term, Mike? Is it cheap? I mean, I don't even want to get into it because it's going to be vulgar. These guys.
What were you gonna say? I don't even know what Frankie was gonna say. Frankie and I yesterday were attempting to fix the air conditioner. So you could say that. Frankie and I are a little bit, you know, sleep deprived, dude, trying to fix the air conditioner in the studio. 110 degrees, air conditioner breaking.
88-ish.
Can't break character and take my suit off. Yeah. Okay, so it's like Frankie and I are on one today. Okay, let me tell you. So, what do you call it when things, as Frankie says, it's like everything that they said that Trump did, like all these scandals of our time, were literally never on video. Trump called the troops the suckers and losers. Trump said this. Trump did that. And again, none of it was documented. But everything that is a cheap fake is literally on camera for the world to see. But that's fake. But what Brian Stelter says about these uncorroborated reports that they just make up out of thin air with anonymous sources, that's not a cheap fake. It's a joke, people. It is a sick joke. But the Democrats have attempted to. It's really amazing. They attempted to spread around this clip, and they basically took the picture, which you're about to see here, and say President Trump actually gets helped. That's what the narrative Dr. Jill's been spinning lately. Oh, you know, the other guy, meaning Trump, he's just as old as my husband. They're both old, so age should not be an issue. And then the leftist all over X started spreading around a picture of President Trump in the moment, which you're about to see here, where he shakes hands with his son. And they said, oh, he had to be helped off the stage at his rally. And it was always the picture of the clip you're about to see here. Again, I was actually at this rally, okay, in Hialeah, Florida, when Trump spoke. This clip like went viral and all the major left-wing media personalities were spreading this clip like they like freezed it right in the moment where Trump shakes hands with Don Jr. and said he had to get guided off stage by his son. Now, again, what do you think? Roll this, Frankie.
What a boss. Here in the spin.
So wait a minute. That clip right there, the moment that he shakes Don Jr.'s hand and turns to walk. They snipped it. They literally like freeze framed it and said, look, he had to help get guided off the stage by Don Jr. Hey, guess what, liberals? For us, apparently we could roll 30 continuous seconds and it'd still be a cheap fake, but you could do literally a freeze frame half of a second and that's your real coverage? Such a joke, Frankie. These people are a joke. Sure. How about this for a cheap fake? Is this a cheap fake? That's the moment they said, oh, Trump had to get guided off the stage. How about this? Can Biden even sit in his SUV? Can he even get into the car? Roll it.
He's like, I'm so close.
Okay, so we just showed you the full continuous version of both of the men walking, and one clearly cannot sit in a car. We've seen President Trump get in and out of cars, every single day, all day, every day. He walks up the stairs on his plane all the way to the top. Biden takes the short stairs. He hobbles up. Trump shakes hands. He walks. But for Trump, they're both similar. The Democrats go with everything you see with your own eyes. They're both the same age, similar age. So therefore, they're the same. Oh, but Trump behind the scenes says all of these terrible things. Again, the most photographed and videographed man on the planet in this millennium. All the scandals are things that you didn't see on camera. But then when they're on camera, they're both like the same conduct. But we just showed you side by side what the Democrats interpret as the same conduct. Where is the cheap fake? Who's the cheap fraudster? Yes, Frankie.
Yeah, and you know, the Biden family, they always claim to be very religious, right? And then multiple religions. Oh, I'm Catholic, I'm Christian, I'm Jewish, I'm this, I'm that, I'm Greek. It's just funny to me that, you know, Jill needs to realize that there's, you know, I don't want to get too religious, but hey, there's time that you look at on your watch, that chronological time, and then there's God's time. And according to Joe Biden, it's time for him to sleep for a bit. You know, he can't be doing these things. It's not, it's never been a case where, oh, look at this 90-year-old. He's got to be the same as that other 90-year-old. No, people are different and they're on God's time. And clearly God's saying, you need to relax, pal. Just a little.
Yeah. You know what they say, and so Biden's 82, Trump is 78, but you know, they're not all created equal. I'll tell you why, just a little, I'm not a doctor, but Biden has had two brain surgeries, and Trump has had zero, okay? What do you think, they cut up, open your brain, and they're literally sticking needles in your brain? Who do you think's in better health? It's like, come on, people. The only cheap fake is Brian Stelter and the left-wing media. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
We're on SNL. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. All right, guys, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank you guys for watching. We appreciate everybody who is sticking with us here. People are giving us tips for our air conditioner to get fixed. We definitely appreciate that. You know, Frankie today, was working overtime to get this air conditioner fixed. So we're appreciative of that. Apparently, it's working today.
It works.
But the people are good people are going to come in and they're going to fix it. So listen, we thank you all for tuning in. We love and appreciate you all. We are grateful for your support of our sponsors. And our first sponsor of our show today are our friends on over at the iTarget Pro. Listen, everybody, head on over to itargetpro.com right now and use your promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Listen, the iTarget Pro is a laser firearm home training system, and you load up the laser bullet into the chamber. It dry fires into the target. It syncs up with the app, okay? And you are able to track your accuracy in real time. You're able to track your accuracy in real time. You don't have to spend costly money on ammo. You don't have to go to the gun range where it costs money and there's all these restrictions. You could practice with your firearm in your home, okay, with the iTarget Pro, a revolutionary, amazing product made in the USA. Great Patriot. They've been longtime sponsors of the show. You guys know that. So guys, go to iTargetPro.com right now and use your promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Train with your firearm multiple different ways. You got the cubes to be set up all over your house, or you can get the Target for like stationary training, and you could get started, or your kids can get started, or anybody in your family can get started today, and you could train every single day to hone your accuracy with your firearm. Again, you're gonna need it. You see what these illegal migrants are doing? You see the crime that they are purporting on our societies? You guys need to be armed and ready now more than ever. Go get the itucker.pro.com right now. And use your promo code CRISPY. Get it today. Let's go. Okay. Now a word from our next sponsor, and our next sponsor of this broadcast are our friends on over at Patriot Cigar Company. Guys, head over to mypatriotcigars.com right now and use your promo code CRISPY for 25% off your order. Guys, Patriot Cigars are premium. It's a premium smoke for freedom-loving patriots. Okay, guys, this is Nicaraguan tobacco, aged a minimum of 3 years. 3 years, they are hand-roll cigars, premium cigars. Our great friend Roger Stone smokes them. All the other great conservative media personalities smoke them, okay? So it is top of the line. I smoke them. Producer Frankie smokes them. You got your outdoor barbecues. You got your outdoor events, okay? Summertime, you're relaxing. You're outside. You're grilling. Not like Chuck Schumer. You're grilling. What better way to enjoy the summer than with a beautiful, relaxing smoke from Patriot Cigar Company? Guys, go to mypatriotcigars.com right now and use your promo code CRISPY, and you will get 25% off your order today. And listen, 5% of the proceeds of the entire company, all of the profits of this company, I'm not just talking what we sell, but the entire company, it goes towards President Trump's campaign. Al Jacoby, the founder of Patriot Cigar Company, our great friend, I'm actually going to see him tonight at Trump Bedminster. There's a January 6th Patriot Freedom Project event. Shout out to Patriot Freedom Project and our good friend Cynthia Hughes. I'm going to be speaking there tonight. Alan is one of the main sponsors of the event. That's where he's putting his money. So, guys, go support Patriot Cigar Company, because Al Jacoby is a great patriot. He puts a lot of his money back into these causes. Patriot Cigar Company, mypatriotcigars.com. Promo code CRISPY, 25% off your order. All right, Frankie, how we doing?
Mike, we're doing. It's a little hot in here. I won't lie, but I persevere.
Frankie was a little disoriented when the show started, but he's back. He's back and ready to go. It's a little hot. Frankie had a little. It was like, you know, like when it's really hot in the desert and you see a mirage. You know, Frankie's teleprompter with his line.
If I didn't have a camera, I'd definitely be doing this without my shirt on, I'll be honest. But not happening.
Oh my goodness, Frankie.
I'm dying.
Listen, I got to keep the suit on. Got to keep the suit on every single day. It's just the way it is. No matter what the temperature is in the studio. Let's see what we got here. We got RJC, West Virginia in the house. Great to see you. We got Kara Moore. Okay, who said they had the brain surgery? I saw somebody say they had brain surgery. Listen, brain surgery is no joke. How about having, oh, here it is. I heard that brain surgery for Biden was to remove the part that wants to be with children. that's pretty very true. But Kara Moore said she had brain surgery. So listen, you guys understand, if you have brain surgery, that's not an easy thing. To have two brain surgeries in your mid to late 60s, which is what Biden had. Okay, guys, that's serious stuff. I'm not, you know, belittling people who have had brain surgeries. But what I am saying is, you know, maybe you shouldn't be the president of the United States at the age of 82, when clearly you just need to be resting, okay, at that stage of the game. I mean, come on. So we got Eli. Is Eli in the house today? Okay. The heat in the concrete jungle is really hot, Frankie. That's exactly true. Mike, we saw you with Roger Stone in Detroit. Natalie Jets, 317. Natalie Jets, 317. If we took a picture, send me the picture, drop a link somewhere so I could remember who you were, because we saw a lot of people. But yes, I was in Detroit with Roger Stone at the Turning Point Action Conference. That was amazing. It was great to meet so many amazing people there. So if we met, God bless. I love meeting the people who make this show possible. Really do. It is absolutely amazing. That's why we do it, Frankie. That's why we do it. So guys, drop some comments below if you could. We would really appreciate it, and we thank you all for your support. We got Bad Moon in the house. We got Fun Mom in the house. We got Papa OFP Farms in the house. We love OFP Farms. And we have so many other great people. Shavaz Linda, Arrow Pink. I mean, it's great. So we appreciate you guys sticking with us on a hot Thursday. Summertime, you could be at the beach. Maybe you are at the beach right now. And you got Mike Crispy and producer Frankie on as you have your toes in the sand. What a beautiful, relaxing way to spend your morning on the beach than with Mike Crispy, producer Frankie, and the soothing news that we deliver for you. I mean, come on, what could be better? All right, Frankie, let's roll right back in.
On in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming to you live from New York. Now, we've been talking over the last couple of weeks about the way that the Democrats are very much attempting to steal the next election. It is no secret that they are obviously engaging in vast malfeasance through lawfare, through the weaponization of the press in ways that they never would have imagined before. I mean, I don't even think the Democrats could have imagined the way that they would do this. They tried to do it through just, you know, saying bad things about Trump in the press. They tried to do the Apprentice tapes that weren't real, right? They tried to do the Russia collusion hoax that wasn't real. They tried to spy on the campaign to get intel. Hillary Clinton tried to, you know, obviously roll out and contort all of these lies about President Trump and the bankruptcies and all that. None of that worked. Trump was truly Teflon Don. But the Democrats now are obviously trying to lock up President Trump to engage in election interference. And they are attempting to, in the state of Michigan, change election law in the state where they have Democrat-controlled legislatures. Okay, and they are trying to change state-level election law to strip the powers of the state legislators and hand the powers to the unelected bureaucracy when it comes to engaging in the investigation of election fraud. Now, election fraud comes in all different shapes and sizes. There's the dumping in of mail-in ballots. There's also traditional methods such as intimidating people who count votes, intimidating people running for a cause. There's many different flavors of election fraud, some of which put people's lives directly in jeopardy, okay? And it's always the leftists who use fear, intimidation, death threats, and et cetera to impose their will. So the state of Michigan, okay, and the Democrats, they have passed a bill in the state house that changed a 70-year standing law that prevents the board of canvassers from investigating election fraud, essentially saying that the centralized bureaucratic control, whatever they say, stands, and that there cannot be investigations brought after the fact that investigate certain matters of deemed and alleged fraud. So Michigan State Senator John Rustad, he rose, okay, in the state Senate chamber to talk about it. Listen to the gruesome reality of what Democrats are trying to do, the behavior they are trying to enable. And I think we all know from listening to this impassioned plea from the state senator here that we know that they are dark. There are dark forces here that are pushing this bill. There's no good intention behind what they are attempting to do in Michigan other than enabling thug-like behavior and then, obviously, the pathway to engage in voter fraud. Listen to this.
The absolute worst I have ever heard was against that Wayne County Board of Canvassers, a female who was doxxed, her daughter was doxxed. They sent horrific things to the mother. One of them was a tortured, bloody, murdered little girl the same age as her daughter, and said, if you don't vote for this, it's going to happen to your daughter. Now, of all the threats I've heard, nothing have I heard is more despicable, disgusting than that. If that had been me as a parent, I don't know what I would have done. So what did the law enforcement do? They waited 4.5 years to look at this case and investigate this case. And the most severe threat I've ever heard, verbal written threat, she was given 5 days of suspended sentence. This is what's happening in terms of real, true threats going on here. And the people who had the ability to the investigation stripped out, gone with this bill. After 70 years of this bill, the Democrats have stripped out the ability of the Board of Canvassers to investigate fraud in a recount and to get subpoena power. And now you refer it off to these hyper-partisan individuals who will never prosecute this. This is an outrage that we have had this bill passed. I don't know what to do in terms of expressing to the people here in the state of Michigan why the Democrats are doing this now. 70 years of a bill that has worked well, and the Democrats stripped the provisions out to stop fraud. I think the people here in the state of Michigan know why the Democrats have done this today. Thank you. I'd like my comments printed in the journal.
We are not in traditional times. This is not Democrat versus Republican exchange of ideas anymore. How many times do we have to tell you that until you stop listening to your bullshit congressman who tells you that they're going to let bygones be bygones and they want to lower the temperature? You can't do it. There is no reason why you would reverse a 70-year standing law in a swing state 5 months before an election that enables criminal behavior. Same people want the border to be open. Same people want to give the illegal immigrants all of the money and the welfare benefits. Same people who don't want to persecute violent crimes. District attorneys bought off by Soros. These people are sick. They don't want these things unearthed, okay? They want us to turn the page. If you talk about the 2020 election still, you're crazy. As the truth comes out, Liz Harrington does an amazing job, still continuing to talk about it. There are over 20,000 unsubstantiated ballots in Georgia's 2020 original results from the tabulators that do not exist, according to the Rossi complaint. Fulton County provided proof that they existed, except their proof showed they used serial numbers for different machines. In other words, oh yes, the fraud. We have all these examples here that we could show you of in complaints launched, okay, to investigate instances of election fraud in Fulton County, which obviously very much existed, that Fulton County, when asked for proof, couldn't even match up real proof. They couldn't even get the serial numbers correct. So if you're going to roll back laws in Michigan and in swing states, and it now become a chain of events, and it happened in states all across this country, there will be less means of transparency, less levers to pull, less mechanisms to unearth the absurdities. And they can only do it in absurd fashion so much. They can only do it so many times. So you know what they need to do? They need to come up with new and more sinister ways to steal it. They need to try to lock up Trump, obviously, the felonies and all these like bullshit things that they're doing against him in the court of law. And then they need to change election laws in the states that essentially tie the hands of people who want to investigate fraud. You can't even investigate it or question it now. That's what they're attempting to do. This is a race to the bottom, people. This is a race to the bottom. And when you not only start stealing elections, when you not only start importing third world illegals and making them so they're very much on a path to vote, they have ID cards that have social security numbers, essentially tantamount social security numbers, and then they register, and then we don't know who's actually showing up the polls to vote, who's going to get provisional ballots, whose vote is going to be counted, whose vote should have been thrown out. We'll never know. Oh, but you can't even investigate it now, because in places like Michigan, they're outlawing the mechanism to investigate voter fraud. And then they have whack jobs like this running to represent and lead major cities that are spiraling into the abyss. If you're the liberals right now, if you're the Democrat Party, why wouldn't you put the most mentally ill puppet that appeals to the lowest common denominator, the small minority of loud, angry, psychopathic voices in places like San Francisco? Why wouldn't you just put up the most mentally ill person? It seems like that's what's going on. It seems like it is a race to the bottom. And we'll never know who actually wins these elections because of all the rampant voter fraud. Oh, and now they're closing the ability for us to investigate that voter fraud. We have showed you in the city of San Francisco the closed down businesses on every single street. We have showed you people moving out. We have showed you the fact that there is crime that is running rampant in San Francisco. Nobody wants to live there anymore. It is a hellhole. This is the mayor of San Francisco primary debate on the Democrat side. Now, you guys know in debates, they allow candidates sometimes to ask other candidates questions, right? It's a long-standing thing in debates. Like, you know, they allow a candidate to pose a question to another candidate. So usually a candidate would say, hey, you know, how are you going to fix this problem with the homelessness? What are you going to do to get businesses to come back to San Francisco? What are you going to do about fill in the blank? This is what the Democrat primary has resorted to when it comes to candidates asking other candidates questions for gotcha moments to win over the hearts and minds of the primary voters. This isn't real. This is the absolute clown world. But the scary thing is, it's not parody. It's literally playing out in San Francisco before your very eyes. Roll, Frankie.
I'd like to ask Mark a question. You were at the Harvey Milk LGBT Democratic Club and couldn't name any LGBT advisors to your campaign. You were at the debate last week and couldn't name any drag queens on your own. I was wondering if you could, this is an opportunity to redeem yourself, and if you could name three LGBTQ advisors for your campaign and three drag queens in San Francisco.
So we're not gonna revise the drag queen question from last week. But what I will say is I'm incredibly proud of the support that I have from our LGBTQ plus community here in the San Francisco. Thank you. I have a former member of the Board of Supervisors, Jeff Sheehy, who is a close friend and a supporter of my campaign. I have a member of my staff, two members of my staff from the queer community here in the city of San Francisco that I won't dignify this question by actually naming exactly who they are. But what I will do is stand by my record in supporting our queer community here in the city of San Francisco. When I was a member of the Board of Supervisors, as a straight white male, I was the one who authored legislation to make sure that same-sex couples that work for the city of San Francisco, they were being taxed by our federal government for their health care benefits.
Okay, it is the race to the bottom. I mean, that's real right there. That is a San Francisco mayor debate. And the woman trying to, I guess, blow up this guy's candidacy by asking him a question as like a gotcha that he is not really, you know, doing enough for the LGBT because he doesn't personally know any drag queens in the community and doesn't have a quota of queer people on his staff. It's like, yeah, that's going to appeal to the voters of San Francisco. Do you see what they're doing? This is what is happening in liberal cities all across America. This isn't Democrat versus Republican anymore. Those are the people running to represent the Democrat Party in one of the biggest cities in the world. One of those people will become the mayor of the city. The one lady thinks it's a gotcha to bust him on not knowing drag queens, and the other guy clearly doesn't know any drag queens. Clearly, he's like playing along. But the fact that he would subject himself to that shows he has such little self-worth that he would then pander as a straight white male and say, I actually have queer people. It's like, shut up. It's unbelievable. How about you say, well, the city's literally in shambles right now. We maybe should be focusing on that before we focus on, you know, counting the queer people on the staff. Maybe we should focus on legal citizens, homeless Americans, Americans struggling with addiction, before we focus on building new housing complexes for illegals. How about that? No, I'm telling you guys right now, the problem that we have right now is that the government is subsidizing illegals to live in the hotels. We know that already. And we know it's a cash cow for the businesses because the federal government takes your tax dollars and they pay a rate to the hotel and they pay an inflated rate. So it's guaranteed money, it's guaranteed income. So they're now taking it one step further. Let's build whole condo complexes and fund the whole thing for illegals. It's literally the socialist welfare state coming to life before your very eyes. Roll this, Frankie.
Story development known as the Weingart Tower. It's intended to help people currently without shelter on Skid Row. This will be LA's largest permanent supportive housing project. There is an entire floor of offices for caseworkers, and the list of amenities is pretty impressive. As you mentioned, there's a gym, an art room, a music room, and a computer room and library.
To smoke crack.
People living here will enjoy six common balconies and a cafe. The $165 million project is receiving permanent financing from Proposition HHH, which voters overwhelmingly passed in 2016. The new tower is also receiving state housing funds and $56 million in state tax credits.
Guys, if you live in the city of Los Angeles, in the state of California, and you pay taxes or pay a rent or pay a mortgage, you just played yourself. You just gave hundreds of millions of dollars to build a condo complex where the developers and the property managers, they're all going to make their money. Because it's subsidized by you. And they're going to live there for free in these apartment buildings. Now, your rent is going up to $7,000 a month for a one-bedroom apartment. But they're going to get free living. And you know, Frankie, they're just going to like make that place just a disaster zone. And it'll just fall into utter disrepair because these animals, okay, have no self-respect. And then they're going to obviously have the illegals, okay, overrun it. Oh, it's for unhoused homeless people. Yeah, okay. The illegals are going to go right to the front of the line. They're going to bully their way. We have all these stories of homeless people who are struggling and falling in hard times. And they're saying that the illegals show up to the soup kitchens and the homeless shelters and they use violence and intimidation to push them through, get to the front of the line. They're going to get the apartment units. Congratulations. We just gave free permanent luxury condo living in perpetuity to illegals. Yes, Frankie.
I'm just, you know, where are they going to get the custodians? Who's cleaning up for these guys? That's my question. That's I'm just let's be real here. Illegals, probably.
Yeah, the place is going to fall. The illegals couldn't do it. It's going to be white working class people, of course. It's going to be the people who need to afford to actually pay their rent are the ones who are going to have to work on the custodial staff. That's the irony of all this. This is disgusting. It is so disgusting and wrong. And we all see where this is headed. We see they're buying votes. We see this is a Democrat party that wants the population of welfare recipients. And they want the middle class to be busted out and join that welfare recipient class. They don't want a thriving middle class. They want the have and the have-nots, the super elite and the super poor. That's all they want. Now, this is where we're headed. We're literally headed towards Canadian-style socialism. I mean, we're not far off. And this is a moment that we have to play on the show because this is a debate, okay, in the Canadian Parliament. And this is the Conservative leader asking Justin Trudeau about his travels, okay, when he traveled overseas, and what he spent on his food bill on his private jet, taxpayer-funded, of course, in Canada. And listen to how Trudeau responds. This is the guy who says he wants all the subsidies for the illegals and for the people who are committing crimes and so on and so forth. Listen to how he responds.
Disgusting. That's a little bit rich coming from him as he raises taxes on single moms for the crime of driving to the grocery store while he treats himself to a jet-setting experience where the food on the plane out of a six-day trip was $220,000. Beef brisket, parsley potatoes with truffle oil, beef tenderloin with port wine sauce, braised lamb shanks, and even cheesecake with pistachio brittle. Mr. Speaker, with Canadians lined up at the food bank, what's on the menu for this Prime Minister this summer?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, the Conservatives continue to use cheap attacks and slogans when they stand against support directly for Canadians.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister from the top, please.
Speaker, the Conservative leader continues to use cheap attacks and slogans while he tries to hide from the fact that he is standing with the wealthiest Canadians and against the idea of them.
Okay, there you go. Cheap attack and a slogan for something so obviously, absolutely, morally bankrupt and backwards. You see what they're doing here. It's such a joke. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. So much more. Do not go anywhere.
$36,000 a day for food? I mean, I understand private jets are very expensive, but the food should certainly not be that much. What?
Unbelievable. Let's go, Frankie, with the math today. The air conditioner is conditioning, and Frankie's back. We love it. All right, guys. I want to tell you guys about our next sponsor of the show today. And our next sponsor of the show today is Gold with Crispy. Guys, go to Genesis Gold Group's website, goldwithcrispy.com, right now. Genesis Gold Group have been absolutely incredible partners. Guys, they're not just the partner of me. They're the partner of the great Mike Lindell. Actually, the great Mike Lindell, I believe, is going to be at the event I'm at tonight at Trump Edminster. So listen, everybody. Genesis Gold Group is the premier partners for your gold and silver needs. And you can even buy this amazing prepper bar. It can literally fit in your wallet. It is tangible gold and silver that you can hold. A lot of these gold companies, you can't even literally get the physical gold and silver. And then if you want to get the physical version, you can only buy it in bulk, like these massive bars. Okay, Genesis Gold Group will sell you these amazing prepper bars, okay, that are like, you know, the size of like your wallet. Okay, they can literally like fit in your wallet. And they are gold and silver. So like, it's a great store value. It's something tangible. You could break it off. Like you see, like it has the pieces there. You could break it into pieces for smaller stores of value. This is truly the gold partner of the everyday American citizen, not the billionaire class and not some type of scam thing with like you have it, but on a certificate or whatever. Real gold, real silver, Genesis Gold Group, transparent model. Go to the website, goldwithcrispy.com, fill out the form you see on the website. A member of their team will get in touch with you. They're great people. They're faith-based people. Okay, that's why they're Genesis Gold Group. Okay, and they will work with you in a transparent way, curtail to your personal financial interests and needs to help you diversify your assets with gold and silver. Guys, that is goldwithcrispy.com right now. And Frankie's telling me right now, bring the prepper bar in tomorrow. I will. I actually got one to my apartment right
they're
now.
They're so cool.
I was actually, they are so cool. I was showing it to a friend, yesterday. So I brought it home and I didn't have it at the studio and I didn't bring it back, but it is really cool. So guys, get in touch with them. They're great sponsors and great people. They really help make the show like keep running. Goldwithcrispy.com. Thank you very much for supporting. Okay. And also everybody, please go support our friends and over at Done With Debt. Listen, everybody, if you're in any type of financial hardships right now, you got to get in touch with our friends at Done With Debt. Listen, these are the brilliant debt relief strategists of our time. They stand between you and the bill collectors if you're having any problems, like a shield, okay? Like a force field. Then they work with you in a consultative, sorry, Frankie. They work with you in a consultative way, okay, to alleviate your debt problems, okay? They work with your family situation, very specific, and they have multiple proprietary strategies to help get you on a path to be alleviated of your debt, to get you out from these debt traps, okay? They're not your fault. You didn't create the inflation. You didn't have the credit card companies jack up the interest rates. It is a trap that millions of Americans are falling into, so don't feel alone. Get in touch with Done With Debt right now, donewithdebt.com. Tell them LFA TV sent you, and you will be back on your way to financial solvency. Let's go, Frankie.
Okay. Let's go. Ready to rock.
And let's see what we got in the chat right now. It's a little bit of a low. I don't know why it's a little bit of a low audience.
People are outside,
okay.
Maybe.
We love you if you're here today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is literally a beautiful day today. We can't blame you. It's summertime. It's almost July 4th. I mean, you know, a lot of people watch the show tonight on the rerun or they're at the beach right now and they'll watch it when they get to the beach. I mean, what better way? Like, you know, you're outdoors, you're in your backyard, you're at the beach, whatever. I mean, Mike Crispy and producer Frankie should be in the middle of that party, okay? We should be on the speakers. Like, then what better way to tune up your crowd at your next family gathering than with Mike Crispy and producer Frankie audibly over your speakers, okay? You can put some music on and all. That's cool. But Mike Crispy and producer Frankie, way cooler.
We may break up a couple families from that, but...
We are going to, we actually bring families together. Did you know that? People love this show so much that, you know, sometimes men and women who watch this show, they end up getting married. I mean, that's like the kind of, it's called the love fest that we have on this show, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a love fest, Frankie. People love us. Yeah. So at least one married couple has come derived from this LFA chat. At least one. You got to say at least one. So, all right, guys, we appreciate you all. We love you all very much. And without further ado, Frankie, let's get back into it because we got some good segments.
On in 5, 4, 3. 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here coming live from New York. Now, it's amazing, obviously, over the last 48 hours, we've been joking about how on this show, we have had a problem with our air conditioner in the studio. I mean, that happens. We have a big, beautiful studio and a lot of electricity, a lot of equipment. We're in a building and the air conditioner sometimes goes, right? It's hot. It's cold in the summertime. It's cold the weather. You know, usually in middle end of June, the weather goes up. I mean, that's like a phenomenon that's been on the books for a very long time. but leave it to the Democrats to take a phenomenon such as the weather and turn it into a reason to give hundreds of more millions of your tax dollars to them with absolutely no auditing and accounting, because they're going to solve the problem. Frankie, roll the clip.
Natural hot weather stretch for us here in the state of New York, especially upstate. But we are going to be seeing temperatures at levels we have not seen in our lifetimes. And I want to update New Yorkers on what we're doing about this significant public health event. Right now, everywhere north of New York City is under a heat advisory, and it's only going to get worse. Starting today in the Genesee Valley and the Finger Lakes, and starting tomorrow, extreme heat will hit everywhere in the great state of New York. Now, what does this mean? It's a dangerous mix of high temperatures and extreme humidity, causing feels like temperature of over 100 degrees. Now that's hot.
Okay, so that is what the governor of New York is tackling right now. It's a dangerous advisory. Okay, but of course, this is all the fault of who? Who? Oh, no, no. Not the people who we've been giving hundreds of millions of tax dollars to, you know, since the 90s when this climate hoax scam began and they've done nothing about it. But it's the white conservatives' fault. Just ask Joy Reid. Roll Frankie.
But we begin tonight with the lucrative politics of climate collapse and the greed that is literally letting our country burn. Today, millions of Americans from Iowa to Maine are suffering through heat warnings, watches, or advisories. Cities across half of the country, like Chicago, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Detroit, Philly, and now New York, are hitting temperatures exceeding 90 degrees Fahrenheit, though it feels closer to 100. Many of these cities could experience heat indexes hitting 105 degrees by Sunday. These increasingly oppressive hot days aren't a coincidence. They are the predictable impact of the climate crisis. And they're not just an inconvenience, they're also killing us at higher rates.
They're killing black people at higher rates. No, not the violent crime that is being imported from the third world. The weather is actually killing you. And actually, of course, that has all been kicked into hyperdrive ever since Donald Trump became the president, according to Joy Reid, right? It's oppressive. She used the term oppressive to label the weather. It's really amazing. Well, we have a little throwback here from the Weather Channel, 1995. Was the weather oppressive back then? What has happened in the last, 20 years, almost 19 years? This climate crisis the Republicans have caused? Seems like nothing's really changed. Roll Frankie. Gotta leave the music on from Vintage Weather Channel. I mean, this gives me the vibes when I was getting ready for school in the morning.
Good times.
You know, you'd be going to Vanderbilt Elementary School and you have the Weather Channel on, on your TV, and you gotta
go Vikings.
You got the music with the Weather Channel. this is what it reminds me of. Yeah. 100 degrees. Oh, and you know it, nobody said back in 1995 when the soothing sounds of the Weather Channel were bringing you a 100-degree forecast, it's oppressive, it's white supremacy, we're all going to die. No one said that, because we used to have a normal country back then, and we didn't have these absolute actor hoaxers like Joy Reid. Guys, what a joke. Hey, guess what? Climate change, a hoax. The weather, a real phenomenon since at least 1995. Unbelievable. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap the show. Do not go anywhere.
Reminded me, Mike. Our elementary school mascot when we were in school were the Vikings. And when we left, they changed it because Vikings are violent. True. And they changed it to the Lions. I mean,
get out of here.
Yeah, that happened.
Get out of here.
Yes.
That is unbelievable. You guys know, fun fact, if you're new to the show or whatever, producer Frankie and I went to the same elementary school, middle school, high school. Different colleges,
Hilarious.
I wasn't smart enough to get into Syracuse, allegedly. But, I mean, they did recruit me. Syracuse University did recruit me for football, but ended up at Elon University instead. We almost, so Frank and I almost went to the same college. That would have been actually funny. That would have been pretty funny. But, all right, guys, listen, one more time for the Rumbles, guys. Please support us. Make sure you are subscribing to LFA TV and make sure you guys are becoming monthly donors if you're able to. It helps keep this show and this network on the air. Guys, become a monthly donor of LFA TV. You guys know we have so many plans from now until Election Day. So helping us out right now goes a very long way. Frankie, let's roll right back into it.
Rolling on in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, we're going to talk more about this maybe tomorrow or on Monday, but I just wanted to roll this clip for you guys to end the show because everyone says America is, you know, the beacons of the democracy, the good guys, as they always say. But anything that Biden is presiding over are not fundamentally the good guys, okay? This is a third world regime. And third world regimes seize the assets of other sovereign countries. Now, people are saying, yeah, they're seizing the assets. That's great. Yeah, go America. I say this is what we call pause for concern, because we have just froze the assets of $50 million of Russia. How? I guess because it's backed by U.S. currency. Anyway, we froze it. All the while, Russia's meeting with North Korea. All the while, they're saying their partnership is stronger than ever. All the while, they're saying that if they're provoked to the point that Russia and North Korea, two nations of which we say are like these crazy psychos, if they're provoked, they will use nukes together against the person provoking them. They don't like the United States very much. Just a little hint for you. This is what we're doing to Russia to provoke them more. How about a peace deal? No, can't have that. We're going to seize $50 million more of their assets to give to Ukraine to attack Russia within their borders. Sounds like a good plan. Roll, Frankie.
Well, there is no sense at all in which it's theft. The Russian assets remain in this institution. They've been impounded. The investments that Russia had have matured. So Russia's funds are sitting in cash, but they're generating income for the institution, which Russia has no claim on. So there's no legal issue here.
Yes, so seize the assets of Russians to give to Ukraine. Janet Yellen sees nothing wrong with it. Biden does it silently for another funding spigot of Ukraine, and we march closer to more inflation and a World War III. Good job, Biden. Adults are back in charge, yeah. All right, guys, that's about all the time we have on the show today. You guys know we do this program. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. And you better believe we are just getting started. We thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you back live tomorrow.